Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
All right, welcome, Hobbits. Episode 2, Season 2. We're live. First ever episode live with Q, Hado, Jimmy, Producer P, guest speaker. You may overhear, he's going to have our laugh button queued up pretty well. Connor in the other room. Today is September 10th, 2025, and we're week 2. I gotta admit, there's a little bit more pressure on a live event or on a live record. So please bear with us for a bit of a bumpy record.
No pressure. Q, do you feel pressure?
I feel zero pressure.
I feel a lot of pressure. I'm a couple pops deep, and I still feel pressure. My hips are up against my other recording mates here. We're on a definitely a 1.5-seater couch.
I need to know if this would qualify as a couch. It's like a love seat.
Has this one been pissed on?
No.
Okay.
It's premium leather.
Ooh. All right. So good first week one. I think I got to just immediately kick it. I have no plays so far. Hoping to develop one during the episode. I think we'll just go straight to – let's start with Hado again.
Not my name, but, yeah, we'll do it.
Let's start with Hayden again.
Still not.
Nato for the pod.
Let's go, Nato. Yeah.
Well, since you're clearly not on your A game, you're lucky that I came prepared. Because every week you're hounding me, asking me about my relationship status. I've got an update for you.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not just what I want. It's what the listeners want.
You say that, but...
All two of them.
I'll start... The only way I know to tell this is starting from the beginning. Because it... Y'all are going to have to bear with me.
Take me back.
All right. You're going to have to bear with me.
Let them paint.
So, it started... Tuesday, we're at sales meeting, and our principal broker was up there, and he laid a quote on us that we were supposed to apply to our jobs.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, similar.
Okay.
But I applied it to my dating life. He said, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you know what? I'm tired of getting home and going into the office and just watching ball. Like, I'm never going to get a girlfriend unless I just ask some girl out.
Sure.
Hey, snaps.
Snaps over here.
Yep. Yep. Snap on it.
So, like, 2 months ago, I was in the office, and this girl walks in, like, selling something.
Okay.
And I was the first person that she saw at the office, and I was, like, kind of taken aback.
You're like, I'm going
to
buy.
Yeah. And so I got her to the people that she needed to talk to.
What was she selling?
I don't want to dox her. Let's just
– Yeah. Okay.
Trust me. I'll get plenty into
– Something good.
Into who this young lassie is.
Okay.
She goes in there, she does her sales pitch, and she leaves. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was my chance. Like, I should have said something. It was like that.
Jim and the Office episode when she came in with the fake Birkins.
Yes. It was kind of like, have y'all heard the song Turnip Greens by like Dierks Bentley or something like
afraid
that?
Right. So, try to have it.
Yeah. Well, she like, I was like kicking myself for not getting her number. And he like goes after her, and she stops to get some sweet tea and turnip greens and like meat. So anyways, he said that was 2 months ago, whenever it was. He said that Tuesday, and I'm like, I'm going to find her, and I'm going to ask her out.
Wow.
So I do some digging. I find her business card.
You've been thinking about her for 2 months?
I have been. And so I found her business card.
Well, I missed that part. It's 2 months ago?
2 months later.
This was 2 months ago that she
60 days later.
Oh, this is a 4th of July thing.
It was, yeah. It was summer. And so I found her card, sent her an email, and she got back to me.
You found her physical card?
Her business card.
In like the fishbowl that she left?
Yes.
At the front desk?
Yes, yes. Found it, sent her an email.
She won. She won the promotion.
It was half work-related, half personal-related, and she got back to me. This was last night, and then today... I fired off a Hail Mary.
Did you say I have a listing for you and it's
ask her out on
located below the belt?
Come on now. No,
sorry.
She was sweet and like, all right, so now y'all want to hear how this ties into the play?
Yes.
So
No. I want to
hear
more
about
context.
This, yeah.
Okay. Well,
what did the email say word for word?
When she came in, she had a very thick accent.
What kind?
Guess.
Eastern French. European.
It was Irish.
close Western European.
There's a select few of those in the zip.
It was, she is not from Memphis. She was driving through to Austin, Texas.
She was driving through from Boston?
She was a traveling saleswoman.
She lives in Austin.
Redheaded?
Blonde.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Really strapping lassie.
Wait, this is an exciting
And so, Jimmy, you know how I've told you I kind of want to take like a soul-searching trip to Ireland?
Yes. I've heard this every other week for the last 5 years.
And so I reached out to her, and I was like, I can't go straight to personal life. So I was like, hey, whatever you're selling, I'll buy. Like,
what's your body count?
I'll buy. Whoa.
Sorry.
Two. So I was
going
like,
on a trip to Ireland next year. Love to take you out.
Yeah. Correct. Quant said, this is a grizzled vet over here.
I'm definitely making this trip.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm making the trip, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. You're the only person I know from there. So you've won this job as my tour guide by default.
Love this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wow. Really?
This is a true Hail Mary.
Did y'all interact when she came into the office?
Like, briefly. And she had that just like beautiful Irish accent. And I'm talking like this. She thinks my like parents are related, probably.
Wow.
And so I'm trying to like not sound like real country and dumb. So I'm like using like, I'm like waxing poetic on the email. Like
throw some, yeah.
Using big words.
Okay.
A lot of dashes.
Little Edgar Allan.
A lot of like semicolons.
Is she an American citizen?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She moved here, went to school out there.
It's a really good question in case we were going to roll out the green card.
And so she responded with
that's gone.
One of the sickest, most thorough itineraries for like how I should travel to Ireland.
Okay, wow.
And it was very thoughtful.
Wow.
And so I followed up with, I'm actually going to be in Austin for some work. If you want to get dinner, I'd love to hear more about where you're from.
Dinner date, wow.
And okay. So that Hail Mary has been thrown.
Is she based in Austin?
I probably would have gone drinks first.
I said, I'd be thrilled to hear more over a meal.
Huh? Could be breakfast.
Yeah. Wait, is asking people out on a date for food too far?
That sounds normal. No, I think it's normal. I think personally, I elect for the.
I mean, I'm
drink first, a little less.
Okay.
Financial exposure. Well, but if this is a true Hail Mary. And we know from the get-go.
Look at you just nickel and dime.
Don't worry, buddy. We'll get to you. All right. Yeah, so
a lot of work.
So I sent that this morning.
Where she live?
In Austin.
Okay.
And I actually do have someone I need to meet with in Austin. Okay. A developer that I kind of, it's like an open-ended meeting. And so this is a great excuse to go out there and finally schedule that meeting. Sure. So I gave her a date that I would be out there, and we'll see what she says.
Wow,
I'll keep y'all and the listeners informed.
So you're on red right now?
I am currently on red. But she's been responding.
Email red.
Email red.
It's a different animal.
So nothing changes if nothing changes. So I manned up, sent her an email, and this is how it plays into my 10-unit Hail Mary pick.
10-unit.
I have one play this week. It's my only play. I'm going to give the listeners two more things to ponder about, but this is the Hail Mary.
Wow, what a build-up.
This is the Hail Mary.
Okay. Do we know her name?
I'm going to save it. I'm not going to dox her.
Is it Irish?
It is.
Can you give me a letter?
No. Just guess. Do y'all know cities in Ireland?
Glasgow.
Dublin. That's Scotland.
Okay.
Well, she's from Dingle.
That sounds pretty remote to me.
She's from Dingle. She gave me the full-fledged
the township of
rundown on how to travel Dingle. wow. So,
well, I love it.
So if I were to make that a play, that makes me think of one man and one man only. Famous
Dingleberry Riggs.
Famous defensive end who had a 5-year stint for the Chargers, Adrian Dingle.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's a legend.
I don't know why I thought of Eric Berry, which made me think Chiefs.
Well,
right.
It's Chargers -3.5.
Okay.
For Adrian Dingle and the good city of Dingle.
That's such a boring pick for such a great story.
That's the last game of the weekend as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hope she responds by
it. Oh, it's in a prime time?
Prime time.
Oh, never mind. Okay, that's a fun pick.
So, Chargers -3.5 to represent the city of Dingle and Adrian Dingle.
Awesome. Man, I'm rooting for this one. I've never been backing this one this hard.
I'll be on the Dingles.
Yeah, so if you want a shot at love and a shot for Dingle, Chargers minus 3.5.
That's a fun one. I think everyone needs to load up on that.
I don't think it could be more clear.
10-U?
Yeah. That's what, it's a Hail Mary.
You did just, you collected a little bit of Kamesh too. That, you got fresh.
She did. I had to buy her product. I had to become a customer.
It's a transactional relationship.
Yeah, I'll give you my number.
Love if you, that.
Yeah, take home this toilet paper.
Yeah. All right, Q, what you got?
Great segment.
Thank you. Thank you.
So am I flying through mine or my,
Well, get you can just be playful about it. Just give us a couple and maybe.
I'm not too playful.
Give us, while we're on the story of love. Yeah,
go love. Well, it's just.
Or ex-love.
Anti-love.
It's still.
Not love. Anti-love, but it would be.
Whoa. There was once love.
Was it lost?
Sorry.
Ex-flame, I'll say that.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So, yeah. Following that will be difficult. Irish love story. But my story revolves around a recent development as well. Saw an ex-flame this past weekend at a great one-year-old's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
An elite one-year-old, some would say.
Okay. Some of the best parties out here.
Is that a thing now? Is one the most common birthday party?
I mean, if you don't go to there first,
yeah,
you know.
When you think about it, that, yeah. My 30th birthday party is 1/30th of my life.
Correct.
That is 100% of that one-year-old's party.
Wow. Now we're talking denominators.
Does the math check there, Q?
Carry the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's a very good perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had some experience at one-year-old birthday parties, but this was probably a bottom 10 percentile performance from Q. Talking to this ex-flame. Hadn't seen her in probably a couple of years. 2.5, to be exact. Not that I'm counting.
In 31 days.
But yeah, I was completely rattled.
You had no idea she was going to be there?
No, you know, no. She doesn't live in Nashville.
You do your scouting, I know.
No, but I was like, yeah, there's a chance, but 5%.
Okay.
It's one of those, you know.
Playing percentage.
You're mentally prepared, but really not. You're like, okay, this is a minus 500 parlay.
What was the exact percent?
First leg, second leg, it was 5% chance, and it hit. So, you know, brief discussion was fine, but it was pretty poor on my part, to be honest. Lights were a little too bright.
Mm.
And I did feel like I was back in little middle school Murray.
Yeah.
Little insecure.
That's never good.
Ooh, social situation here.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get through it, so I left. So you could say I was rattled.
Uh-huh.
And so
I see.
My double unit pick this week will be the one who rattles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
And New Orleans Saints plus 3 points against the 49ers.
Who also struggles under the bright lights.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not this week. Uh-huh. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not, I guess, Sunday night.
Yeah. Wow.
Sunday day.
Thanks for your vulnerability there. Do you care to, where to go wrong? Or where do you wish you could have capitalized?
Everything happens for a reason.
It wasn't like I was trying to capitalize.
Correct.
It's more of a...
But you would have liked to at least been on your A-game.
I would have liked to be a human being.
Mm.
And I felt like more of a...
So this was like a Thursday night game that kind of snuck up on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
You didn't have your full week's prep.
Well, definitely snuck,
You get there...
It's like Wednesday match.
You get there Thursday at 5 and you're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
You can't stop it.
Game day.
It's a freight train.
Yeah.
Mm. But, you know, you live and you learn.
It's all right.
So, did
you just kind of... Did you freeze under? What went wrong? Like what?
Yeah, give me.
What took you back to middle school Murray? Which I thought was, for the record, middle school Murray was at, in by all accounts at the top of his game.
This is true. He was on the Mathletes board.
that was upper middle school. Yeah,
that's right. What was he playing? Playing number two behind.
Yunhua.
Yeah, Yunhua.
No, Richard was one. Yunhua two.
That's right.
Richard was Yunhua Zhao. Murray Morrison.
You were three.
Yeah.
What? So if this were a Rattler stat line, were you 0-10 for
no more stats? Let's go
four picks, or were you?
It was a dropped pass, and then
dropped pass. You have to put blame on someone else.
No, but it was in the hands.
Okay.
What would you wish you had said? Well, let's not do analogies. Let's use words.
Yeah, okay.
don't know. I just would have liked to.
He's still rattled.
Yeah, I'm still. I mean,
we want one more question. We'll move on because it's been.
I kind of just deleted it from my memory.
Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of going back to it, so it's a little tough.
It's all right. Do you wish that you could have laid it all on the line and said, "Hey, I want you back on this franchise team. I want you back on this. I want to hand you the ball. I want you back on this team."
I hate to say it, but I think that ship has sailed.
Okay.
So, but it was more of just like a
not the question.
Not, I felt that was the question.
No, that was a question.
No, the question was, do you want her back on this team? Not money is no option.
Does she have a spot on the roster?
If she ever said, "Hey,
I think
I'll take my 1 year deal."
You know what?
I think the fact that if it was a must,
Q, you can get back.
If it was a must, must have,
you dare
that 5th percentile chance would not have stuck up on me. I'll say that.
Okay, I just feel for him.
Sorry that dependent clause there.
I just feel for
him. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was alliteration.
We'll take this one into offline, and maybe if y'all subscribe to the Patreon, you'll get the rest of this one.
We'll put a poll up.
This one is quite fun. I think Rattler absolutely smashes.
I like that. I will be riding.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this line.
Yeah. We've got...
The Saints were 6-point underdogs last week against the Arizona Cardinals, and they're 3-point underdogs against the 49ers, which doesn't really make sense, considering the 49ers are... historically better.
Yeah.
So I think the Rattler effect is kind of moving that line down.
Agreed.
Great pick, Murray. Thank you for your thoughtful narrative.
Yeah, what you got, Tom?
Don't y'all have a couple more?
Yeah, you can kick it to me.
Yeah. Let me go over here.
All right, well, since all of my effort and ability and fiscal capability is on one game, one Hail Mary play. Mm-hmm. I've got two other games, but I'm leaving them open-ended, presenting the storylines to the audience, letting the audience decide.
Storylines, okay.
So my next game, I call it the Short Kings / Hinge Profile game.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Let me find it. Short Kings.
Hinge Profile.
Gosh, not the Browns. Joe Flacco's 6'7".
Producer Pat's on it. Yep. We have Kyler Murray versus Bryce Young. Both are listed at 5'10". They're every bit of 5'8". We know they're lying on that scouting report.
Yeah.
So I think the obvious play would be, if you're a believer, you take the over. If not, you take the under, which is 43.5. So that's my Short Kings Hinge Profile game. I do want to comment.
Do you have a side on that, or is it just kind of like
viewer? Obviously, I would probably lean towards the Short Kings,
okay. But
I do not believe in the strategy that they have by overselling themselves on the scouting report.
Yeah.
Like, when in college, when I would fill out my scouting report...
Do it truthfully.
The other way. I was 5'5", 115.
Oh.
So they get it, and they're like, "Who's this pipsqueak?"
Yeah. Sure.
Lo and behold...
Smart.
Then you come in as a giant, 5'6", 147.
Boom! Now we're talking.
It's all about expectations.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I think that's overselling yourself as a short guy.
Pat, you got any new ones back there?
You're just letting them down. So I like you undersell, over-deliver.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's my... So I would say the play is the over-under, but two quarterbacks you say they're 5'10", and they're 5'8", and like 1/8".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Final two for Q that are unrelated to poor performance on the field.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go Titans plus 5.5 against the Rams.
They're bum.
I mean, if you watch that tape, though.
Cam's
Cam
nice.
Cam Ward.
Yeah, he's nice.
Oh, I love Cam Ward.
If they can catch the football.
Yeah.
Probably
Calvin Ridley has a shot.
You see that
Cam's I'm a big
dad.
Chig guy. Yeah, he was struggling on that last drive. I love how they showed the family and they were being like real stoic.
Yeah.
And the announcer was like, "How is he keeping it together?" And then it panned back and he was like on the aisle. He was on the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then finally, Patriots. This is a continuation of the Fade Dolphins play. Mike McDaniel minus $1 million to be fired first. So
mm-hmm.
You think he's that bad? Is he first coach to go?
He's got to be, like, heavily favored, I think.
Who is close behind?
Brian Daboll, probably.
Yeah. Man, what does he do next week?
Live staff being looked up here.
Good. Do you have any more picks, Hayden?
Yeah, well, I want to comment for the
top two
returning listeners from week one. We compared, as a Giants fan, we compared Daniel Jones leaving the Giants as like a sister losing a boyfriend. So I'm considering Daniel Jones my sister's ex-boyfriend.
Mm.
And if I was rooting on his downfall, after week one, he landed a CEO position at a Fortune 500 company.
Sure, yeah.
He is so up. He broke, like, Peyton Manning's stats. He was the only quarterback ever.
Is he that good?
He was the only quarterback ever to score on every possession that he had the ball.
Oh, my gosh.
For a football game.
For real?
No punts.
What a great stat. I didn't know that.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I heard that stat.
I didn't watch a second of that game. I didn't want to pay for a red zone. Do I need to pay for that?
Yes.
But it's pretty pricey.
You just amortize that over the course of a couple months.
Yeah. Fine. Well,
isn't it commercial charged now?
2 minutes. 2 minutes across 7 hours.
Oh, that's fine.
And they were in the later slate when I don't even think football was going on.
It was playing through like PGA Tour as well. So like, you still got the game going.
They oversold that then. Yeah. On,
maybe because it had never been a thing.
Right.
Okay. That's good to know.
I'll
go buy it.
Lastly, I have just had this tidbit. Y'all can probably relate. So my dad doesn't really like know how to like work a computer that much anymore. So if he has to book a flight, he like I'm his guy. Yeah. Like he comes to me for a flight.
You didn't have to do enter with that.
I think he would admit that. I'm not trying to sell him out.
Okay.
And so he called me today to help him book a flight.
Where's he going?
Very normal to Denver, to Elk Hunt.
Whoa.
Flying into Denver and then elk hunting in Colorado. And so it's hard because he wants like these different things and you gotta book the departure before you can get the return. I was like, look, just send me where you're going from, where you're going to, and where you're coming from, and then I'll look it up. And he was like, I could tell it just like that was not a good suggestion. And so I was wondering, I was like, why is that so bad? Just like,
was this via text or
I was on the phone with him, and I was like, just send it to me.
So you felt the disappointment on that question?
Well, I'll get to why he was so disappointed. And when I tell you to send it to me, what would you do?
I would send it to you. I would text you. Or I'd tell you.
Yeah.
If I'm on the phone.
So when I said send it to me, he took that as getting a notepad and paper out. And he wrote everything down and took a picture of it and sent it to me.
They're going to next day ship
in. Ain't no way.
Yeah. Instead, I thought he was just going to text it to me. I was like, oh. I can see where you thought it was more difficult. Was there to find quill and paper and pad.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he draw the map of where he was going to find?
I think he drew the continental U.S. and did the flight map.
Yeah. So Chicago way, I went north of where I'm going
to
be going.
Had a compass. It was drawn to scale. Yeah.
So it's just going to be M-E-M to D-E-N?
No. He's in Houston.
Oh.
And, you know, they have Hobby and they have Bush, so there's two airports you can fly out of. And so.
Right, okay.
Frontier, Southwest, United. So, yeah.
So what was the pick? That's a great story.
That happened today. And I was like, I got to tell the boys.
Oh, thanks for telling us. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Dave prefer Delta?
Or he prefers United, even though United flies out of Bush.
He prefers horse and buggy.
But he's closer to Hobby, and Hobby's just Southwest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's like...
I vote Hobby.
You Southwest guy?
Just Bush is a terrible airport.
Because he didn't... Like, the Southwest thing, where you, like, you know, bored with the general public, he's not a fan of that.
Ooh, that's a little bit elitist there. Bit of privilege.
When I book his United, trust me, he's saving. He's in the back. Yeah.
He's in the galley.
He's by the commode.
So, what you got? Yeah,
or producer Pat. So whichever direction.
Man, I really wish I'd had a better take or a better pick this week. I feel like my. The only thing of note that happened to me this week was my dad is purchasing a dog. So,
wow.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
You hid this from us. Dog.
Podcast.
Wow.
The most anti-animal person, like you well, I should, not in a bad way, just I don't want to take care of that thing. You know, that's kind of, I feel like that's what I hear when I think of that. Yeah, he's purchasing a dog. He's going to Kansas. He's getting a dog. There's no team close enough to Kansas that I can relate or that I can sort of mix this one in with. It's a black lab just out of nowhere. I mean,
love this. Has he been coming up with names?
Wait. So we had Jack Garrett, our yellow lab friend.
Golly, he's a legend.
He was a lead. Woo woo. Oh.
Woo woo.
Yep.
I miss Jack Garrett.
We miss him bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted something just different. He was like, I don't want to compare him to Jack Garrett.
Yeah.
So we got another one. This one's pre-named. The pre-name is, it's.
Oh no.
Wait, you can change. What's the rule on?
You can change. Okay. For a charge. It's gonna cost him.
Okay. Oh. Well, he might need to pay it.
I'll let y'all give it a go. Give it a guess. Friday Night Lights TV show.
Riggins.
Yep. Unfortunately, that is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not terrible. Gosh. I'm not sure it's.
Tim Riggins was such a sick character. He rocked the threes. He was a 33 guy. Cowboy collar.
My lovable dog to be named after Tim Riggins.
I don't like Riggins as a dog name.
I mean, yeah.
I'm a big human.
The adultery.
Normal name for a dog name.
Yeah, Riggins Garrett.
Kevin.
Doesn't have the same ring to
but
it.
But maybe RG.
I'm a Kevin or a Derek guy.
I think I might have just found the pick.
Rig?
If it's Riggins Garrett, RG.
Rig Garrett.
Uh-oh. RG3.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Are we on comms? I don't think we're going to go there. I didn't love that enough, but...
RG3, because that was his number.
Yeah,
following comms.
Yeah.
Was the German Shepherd you had last, Cato, was that a given name?
Yeah. That was also a given name.
And Cato was all time.
Cato was great. Oh, I miss him bad. But yeah, so there's no team near Kansas, black, lab.
Are
what do you
purposefully
do?
Skipping over the Chiefs?
Are they in Kansas?
There is one in Kansas.
That's a Missouri team. But that is close.
It is like on the border.
Yeah, it just wasn't. Yeah, there wasn't enough flavor on that.
Okay. Wait, but I mean, a dog that kind of writes itself. Who's the biggest underdog this week?
I don't want to be predictable for our listeners. I think ultimately what I've landed on is I'm taking all. This is a big week for me. I normally bet one, maybe two games. I'm taking every single mascot that is an animal.
It's an animal.
What if that would lose to a fight and a dog.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now it's arbitrary. Like an eagle?
I think that beats the dog.
So we're not taking them.
Now we're just going to go with all animals. We're going to go all animal.
What if an animal plays an animal?
I don't think an eagle beats a dog.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, because like Jaguars play the Bengals.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go with all dogs?
All dogs, okay.
All underdogs.
Everyone that works on four. That way.
All the underdogs.
Sure. We'll go all dogs.
I mean, but the next obvious would be the Browns who play in the dog pound.
Should have gotten there. Sorry, guys, for not having a better pick. I'll bring it a little bit more next week.
Well, let's lock in your final pick. Let's say.
Still undecided.
We've given you every option.
I think I'm going to just. Pick all the animals.
If the animal plays, they cancel it out. No bet.
Correct.
Okay. That's fair.
Wait.
So that's probably like one game.
Yeah, well, we're
it's
going.
More, it's more than you
we're going through right now. So the first game, Commanders Packers.
No animals.
No animals,
no play. Rams.
What is a Packer?
That's a good question.
It's a person, it's a human being.
All right, no fun.
That's no bet.
Rams,
let's
Titans.
Get through this quick.
We
got to
take the Rams.
Listen to this. Yeah, that's an animal.
Jaguars, Bengals, no play.
No play.
Browns, Ravens. It's a shame there's no play there because the Browns, that's a dog.
Yeah.
No, the play is the bird.
The Browns is a dog.
I mean, that,
a brown?
That gets into the gray area where we don't know if brown is a color. Or an animal.
It's a color.
They play in the dog pound. If you're fading the dog pound.
I'll be fading the dog pound. It's well, a, we're going Raven.
In fairness, I would imagine Riggins is a thoroughbred.
Just rip through him. Wow. Bills Jets. That's kind of a tough one too.
Yeah, I think that's
no, it's not. A Buffalo versus a plane.
No, it's a Bill. It's a Bill. It's not Buffalo. It's a Bill.
Bro, their logo is a Buffalo.
But it's a Bill.
What kind of Bill?
Move on.
A flat Bill.
Patriots, Dolphins. We're on the Dolphins.
We're on Dolphins.
Niners, Saints, no play. Giants, Cowboys, no play. Bears, Lions, no play.
Yeah.
Seahawks, Steelers, we're on the Hawks.
We're on Hawks.
Broncos, Colts.
Two horses.
That's, well, I think it's a Colt. Yeah, horse. Horse.
Come on.
Two horses. Gotta but, like, their go. Logo is.
Next.
Colt is a baby.
Panthers, Cardinals, no play. Eagles, Chiefs on the Eagles.
Yep.
Falcons, Vikings on the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks, Texans, no play. Chargers, Raiders, no play.
Yeah, so that's so what is that? Probably a 9-game play? I've never played nine
like six
games.
Or seven.
I usually bet on the one game that's on CBS.
I'm slicing it right now.
If this hits,
I'm taking it as well.
If this hits, I think we go to Tunica.
Can we
and we do our
can we decide if
there.
Guys, I have 10 units on the Chargers because of Adrian Dingle.
Can we decide if the Bills is a Buffalo or not?
It's a Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the one that loses, I'm gonna PO'd.
Bro, it's a Bill.
We can go no play there. Bottom line, thanks for tuning in for this episode, season two. We really appreciate it. 35 is a little bit longer than we like, but
shout out to the city of Dingle.
City of Dingle. We'll give you all updates on two of our hosts, Love Wives, next week. A lot to be developed. If you do want to drop a comment and maybe suggest date ideas, conversation, starters, just let us know. And we'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter. And that's, what's our handle?
Not a hobby.
Not underscore hobby.
Okay. And do not, we will post, we're all going to repost this week on Twitter. And do not forget, this is a week we're going to put up our sweepstakes for our fan giveaway.
Ooh, yeah.
Do we want to give them a little taste of what is potentially at stake?
I've got a good hint.
Let's hear your hint.
So we're recording here in Memphis, Tennessee. Think of our football affiliate's mascot. Professional football affiliate's mascot.
Professional football affiliate's mascot. Okay, there's your hint. Thanks, guys. Must have been so bad, 'cause living with me must have damn near killed me.